Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. On Netflix, The Monuments Men? George Clooney's recent directorial efforts have been mostly misses, but there's a nostalgic, old-time cinema feel to his escapism efforts. The Monuments Men is a unique, endlessly entertaining film about a World War II Army unit who head to war specifically to ensure famous sculptures and art aren't casualties of the German war. It plays as a historical Ocean's 11-style film, with equal blends comedic and dramatic. Clooney, who co-writes, directs and stars here, assembles a star-studded ensemble, who help the proceedings considerably. Clooney is joined by Matt Damon, Bill Murray, Kate Blanchett, a clear standout, John Goodman, Jean Dujardin, and Hugh Bonneville. The whole cast is uniformly great, and make this adventure worth a look for sure. On Amazon Prime Video, You Hurt My Feelings. One of the most underrated movies of 2023, this is a sharply funny comedy that almost feels like a truly classic episode of Seinfeld. Written and directed by Nicole Holofcener, this one exploits the uncomfortable dynamics and foot-in-mouth thoughts of a couple whose white lies catch up to them. Don and Beth are happy together, but the latter is plagued with an inferiority complex when it comes to her writing. Doting Don consistently tells her that her published work is wonderful, despite the fact she hasn't found success since her debut. But when she overhears Don giving his unfiltered opinion about the draft of her latest novel, their entire relationship becomes fodder for questions. Tobias Menzies and Julia Louis-Dreyfus are absolutely fantastic here, and their interplay is enough to recommend this one alone. They're joined by Amber Tamblyn, David Cross, and Owen Teague. My partner and I watched this one, and it prompted a very funny, and uncomfortable, discussion about the little harmless white lies we tell in our own relationship. This one will make you think, and I feel like it honestly should have at least gotten a Golden Globe nomination for Louis-Dreyfus's sharp turn. On Crave, The Florida Project. One of the most underrated movies of the last decade, The Florida Project is a truly fantastic film from now legendary indie production company A24. The movie follows the adventures of precocious 6-year-old Mooney during a single summer. She lives in Florida, and is staying at a drab motel near Walt Disney World with her mother. Her friendships and relationship with her mother are explored. Intertwined in their lives is motel manager Bobby, caught between trying to run a business and have compassion for those who have to stay long-term. Actresses Brooklyn Prince and Bria Vanate are good, but Willem Dafoe was nominated for an Oscar as Bobby, and should have won. Writer-director Sean Baker is a supreme talent, and if you like this one, seek out Red Rocket as well, currently playing on Crave. On Disney Plus, Death and Other Details. One of my favorite new obsessions is this delightful murder mystery show, and it's a great little piece of pulp. It follows washed-up detective Rufus Coatsworth, who links up with his former protege Imogene to solve a murder on board the boat they were both traveling on. The two have a difficult past, and must work through it to figure out what's happening in the present. This one plays like a game of Clue, with everyone on board the Mediterranean boat holding secrets that could answer questions about the murder. Violet Bean is wonderful as Imogene, and she works well with Emmy-winning legend Mandy Patinkin, who commands the screen. I wouldn't say the ensemble is full of A-listers, but there are familiar faces, and the acting is very, very good. It'll be a lot of fun to see where this one goes. On Paramount Plus, Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning. I'm aware that the Mission Impossible franchise has begun to wear out its welcome, but when the action sequences and set pieces are this good, how can one ignore each new entry? Now 7 films on, the trials and tribulations of IMF agent Ethan Hunt should not still be this fresh and interesting, but I was enthralled. He is tasked with tracking down a weapon that could spell major destruction for humanity, and faces not uncommon obstacles. The plot isn't particularly fresh, but Tom Cruise puts his heart and soul into this one, as usual. He's joined by Hayley Atwell, Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Rebecca Ferguson, Vanessa Kirby, and Asai Morales. The whole cast is so stellar and really make this a fun watch. Director Christopher McQuarrie infuses this one with a sense of urgency, and I truly had a heck of a good time watching this blockbuster. About the author. Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2S LGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com.